VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump is meeting today with NATO's Secretary General at the White House as the alliance celebrates its 70th anniversary in Washington this week. Trump has frequently criticized other NATO members for underinvesting on defense. He has also called the alliance obsolete. Most U.S. foreign policy experts say the North Atlantic Treaty Organization is one of the most successful military alliances in history and is far from obsolete. Chief Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier says Britain's disorderly exit from the EU without a deal is becoming more likely. He made the comment a day after the British Parliament again rejected alternatives to the government's unpopular divorce deal.
No deal was never my desired or intended scenario, but the EU27 is now prepared. It becomes day after day more likely.
A whistleblower from inside the White House says senior Trump administration officials granted national security clearances to at least 25 people that government reviewers had rejected for an array of concerns. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Congressman Elijah Cummings, who chairs the House Oversight Committee, says he'll authorize a subpoena for the former White House Personnel Security Director, Carl Klein. Klein was supervisor over Tricia Newbold, who's compiled a list of at least 25 officials who were initially denied security clearances last year, but then had those denials overturned by senior administration officials. Issues included things like drug use, criminal conduct, and conflicts of interest. The top Republican on the House Oversight Committee, Jim Jordan, says this investigation is a partisan attack. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And this is VOA News. The Trump administration is taking more steps to curb what it says is a massive migrant influx at the southern border. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The Homeland Security Department says it may reassign as many as 2,000 inspectors from border crossings to handle a surge of families. That's up from 750 inspectors previously. The temporary switch could delay goods like TVs and medical devices from coming into the U.S. The administration's also boosting efforts to return asylum seekers to Mexico. The moves come days after President Trump renewed a threat to close the border with Mexico, despite warnings that could lead to economic havoc on both sides. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities say the death toll in Mozambique from last month's cyclone has risen to nearly 600 as humanitarian workers race to contain a cholera outbreak. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The World Health Organization reports that Mozambique's health ministry has now identified over 1,000 cholera cases in the cyclone-hit country, including one death. The acute diarrheal disease has been spreading particularly in the hard-hit city of Beira and its half-million residents since the outbreak was declared last week. Now some 900,000 oral cholera vaccines have arrived in the port city for the launch of a vaccination campaign later this week. Scores of thousands of people in the region have no access to clean water, and cholera cases are now surfacing outside Beira. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New Zealand lawmakers have taken the first step in approving new gun restrictions. This follows the recent deadly mass shootings at two mosques. The legislation bans military-style semi-automatic rifles and automatic assault rifles like the weapons used in the March 15th attack on two mosques in Christchurch that left 50 worshippers dead. The bill passed overwhelmingly on its first reading. Boeing and the FAA say more time is needed for a software fix for the troubled 737 MAX airliners. AP's Mike Rossia reports.
Boeing and U.S. aviation administrators are indicating more time will be needed to finish changes to a flight control system on the 737 MAX airliners. Boeing was expected to complete the work last week, but an FAA spokesman said Monday the company needs more time to make sure all issues were identified and addressed. The MAX aircraft were grounded around the world in mid-March, following the March 10th crash of an Ethiopian Airlines MAX 8 jet shortly after takeoff. In addition to approval from the FAA once changes are made, Boeing will also need clearance from safety officials in Europe and China. I'm Mike Rossia.
For more on today's latest news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.